says rank-and-file members will not need to be at the Capitol every day because an agreement would be hammered out by leadership. Both sides remain far apart, particularly on how much money to spend on coronavirus relief.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
The bipartisan House Problem Solvers Caucus is pushing a $1.5 trillion plan, which Hoyer calls a lower-than-responsible deal.
And damage and looting carried out during recent protests is costing a record amount of money, according to an Axios report. The insurance bills for claims stemming from riots sparked by the police killing of George Floyd could run up to $2 billion. That would surpass the cost of even the 1992 LA riots. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally threatens to dump prolific rainfall amounts on the state of Alabama today. Flash flood watch in effect here today. Steady rain, heavy at times. Excessive rainfall totals possible when all is said and done. We could see, 6 to 10 inches, not out of the question. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. Windy today with winds in the 25 to 30 mile per hour range, gusting to near tropical storm force, which would be 40 miles per hour. High today 76, low tonight 71, upper 70s tomorrow. The rain threat rapidly tapers off on Friday. Nice weekend, highs in the 70s. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, and there's going to be a ton of them today. Get it on your phone or tablet now. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. With today's heavy rains, the city of Montgomery is providing free sandbag stations at three locations: Patterson Field on Madison Avenue, the AUM Dixie Youth Baseball Fields on Brown Springs Road, and at one center located at the Old Montgomery Mall parking lot. There is a 10-bag limit at all locations. Pickup is from 8 a.m. until noon. The American Red Cross and Alabama Power have crews deployed to the Gulf Coast ready to respond to Hurricane Sally. The American Red Cross has already opened shelters in Alabama and Mississippi. Alabama Power has been inspecting lines and trimming trees to help cut down on power outages. In West Alabama, Selma High School is being used as a storm shelter. Many schools in our area have canceled classes for the day. For a complete list of closures and cancellations, it's posted on alabamanews.net. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
All the headlines.
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Hello. Definitely not Dan Morris. You have April Marie Fogle here, and if you are just tuning in, I will be here for the rest of the month. Dan Morris is doing well. He's just recovering off air, and so I get to keep you company. Thank you all so much for the pep talks on social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. I've heard from a number of you. If you are not following me, you can find me at April Marie. That's APRYLMARIE on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler. And so I'm interested in, I of course have been watching the U.S. Senate race. And what entertains me about the U.S. Senate race is that the Democrats are running as if they can win again, which of course they cannot. Math is not in their favor. Roy Moore is not on the ballot. Republicans are not telling other Republicans not to vote and to undervote.
Right.
All in all, I think, you know, it's a fun exercise in maybe gathering the party. Now, I think that's good for the party, for the Democrat Party of Alabama. And I say that because I think a strong two-party system is only going to make Alabama stronger. It's going to sharpen the ability of Republicans, hopefully, to articulate our message, why the things the Democrats are asking for are bad and tend to be ridiculously expensive, sometimes unnecessary, or bad for the economy. I'm very supportive of a two-party system. So yesterday I saw where the Alabama Democrats were attacking Tommy Tuberville for not for ditching or ducking out of talking to the media once or twice. And I thought, is Tommy Tuberville actually ducking from the media? And it turns out he's not. He is making himself available to media.
Yeah.
During one event, after a very long day, Tuberville apparently, somebody shoved a camera in his face to ask more COVID Trump questions, and he wasn't in the mood to talk to him. That's my phrasing of what happened, not the phrasing of what happened. But he had a long day, and he just kept going. And to which I'm like, duh. I don't know a single person who hasn't been, quote, on all day, where you're talking to people, shaking hands, doing interviews, doing other things, who hasn't gotten tapped out. So I love the false narrative that the Democrats are trying to do, that Tuberville is ducking them. And I had to ask what was going on and look and see what was going on in terms of, is he actually ducking? And sure enough, he was on the radio this morning on one station. I am putting in a request to have him either call in here or have the young man in this ad call in here because he does have a new ad out. We're going to play that ad for you.
All right, here we go.
I'm El Toro Freeman from Alexander City, Alabama, and I played for Auburn where I was a national champion in 2010. In 2006, I had the opportunity to meet Coach Tommy Tuberville. The thing that separated Coach Tuberville from all the other coaches was he seemed to care more about El Toro Freeman, the person, instead of El Toro Freeman, the athlete. Coach Tommy Tuberville was like a father figure. His ultimate goal was to make you a better man. What he done for Auburn University, hiring Brother Chick Williams, football team chaplain, with the lives that he has impacted, to have a coach that stand on a foundation, a godly foundation, is remarkable. And that's how he's able to connect and motivate and also inspire people to be the best at what they do. Don't believe any type of attack that may be placed on Tommy Tuberville. He's a man of faith. He's a man of love. Coach Tommy Tuberville is running for Senate because he simply just cares about people. He's here to make a difference.
I think that's effective.
I think that is effective, too. Well, and here's the thing is, there are people who are, of course, trying to impugn his character, tie him up with the failed businessman, because, you know, whenever I conspire for crimes, I always put my own money in and lose it.
Right. He was the victim of that scheme.
Let me tell you, Joey, if you would like to go start some kind of weird Ponzi scheme, let me give you my money to lose. I think that's... The idea that that Jones and the Democrats think that that is a sellable message. And I know that they got it from Sessions, right?
Sure.
Sessions was the one who started that whole, you know, maybe Tommy Tuberville was in on this. And it's laughable. It was laughable when Sessions right. said it. It's even laughable when Jones said it. It was a very very last-minute ditch effort from Sessions. As the Titanic was sinking and he saw that, he threw one last thing at the wall. And it did not work.
Well, and because of the pandemic, that runoff election was extended way off. I mean, it was so. But what happened is ended up talking to Tommy Tuberville a lot and hearing from Tuberville and Sessions supporters. And it was a lot of information. And what I found from the attacks is that the way I put it is it muddied the water, didn't bloody the water.
Yeah.
The way the Washington Post hit Roy Moore, that bloodied the water.
Oh, no. No, Roy could not come back. Okay.
Right.
And I've had a lot of conversations with people about the Roy Moore attacks. And it is one of those things where, in hindsight, if voters had more time, would they have elected Roy Moore anyway? Or, you know, because there was that initial, like, oh my gosh, was he this awful character? And I think, in looking at it, my opinion is he was proven not to be the awful character that his opponents were saying.
He's still fighting it, right?
I think he is still fighting it.
Still engaged in a lawsuit, I believe.
And so, now, again, that's not to defend for the person who's going to say April Murray's defending Roy, the accusations about Roy Moore. I'm saying that there was enough ambiguity, enough inconsistencies, enough questions to where I think if Roy Moore had time to actually air it out a little bit, it would be different. I think the outcome could have been different. That said, looking at this Tommy Tuberville race, I don't see a snowball's chance of Jones staying in there. And I think Jones knows it too.
Well, and again, all Coach Tuberville has to do is he voted to impeach Trump. He is for abortion rights.
And bad on guns. Bad for babies.
All the standard, Republican fare. To me, all the action was really in that primary. It wasn't,
correct.
And especially
well,
that runoff.
Again, that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
We're not going to have a Roy Moore size bombshell in this race. And I liked this ad because I liked that it addressed the calls about his character head on. While, again, still showing his human side.
Yes, and I have to say, we've interviewed Coach Tuberville, I can't even remember how many times now. That's how many times.
Right.
And he is the guy you see in these ads. He's the guy you saw at the campaign victory after he won the runoff. He really is that consistent person on and off air. And I do have to say, I mean, anytime a politician is incredibly charming and easy to talk to,
heebie-jeebies come up.
Right, but he really is. I can see why El Toro there was very smitten with Coach Tuberville. He's the real deal. And,
are you smitten with Tuberville a little bit?
I am. I always keep a little bit of detachment and distance, tried to. But as a man, as a person, I really like the guy. And I think he'll serve Alabama very well.
Well, and it's going to be interesting. You know, the from the political side of things, you know, he's going to go in. And he is not we talked about this yesterday. There's kind of this way usually you get office, right? You start local, then you go state, then you go from state to federal. And there's this kind of like you paid your dues, your name, you've got name ID, and then Tommy just came out of nowhere. The coach was like, it was like, woo, and the coach is in. But the coach can't beat Sessions, no. And then the coach did beat Sessions. And then you look to what the future looks like, which is at some point Shelby is not going to be the senior senator from Alabama anymore.
Right.
The new senior senator will be Tommy Tuberville. It's inevitable. Sessions can't live forever. Or not Sessions, Shelby can't live forever. Shelby can't. Whether he retires or stays there until he passes. And so I am okay with Tommy Tuberville being the senior senator. I think he has work to do.
You're sure?
to get to kind of that tough, the Sessions and the Shelby kind of air about him. I hope he doesn't become as big a bully as some incumbents become. You know, the mafia man,
sure.
I have to make you if you are going to now hold office in Alabama. Hopefully he doesn't get that air about him.
Right.
But I have been impressed with him. And I was glad when this ad dropped because it's basically to me saying, I'm not getting in the mud with you, but I will show you that my true character.
Well, and I think a lot of the attacks that Sessions initially put out there, and by the way, Jeff Sessions has been nothing but gracious ever since Tuberville won.
Yes, for sure.
He's been great. But a lot of the attacks Sessions threw at Tuberville and what Doug Jones has thrown at Tuberville,
Tuberville inoculated himself in, well, a classic political way. He didn't throw a bunch of money at the race. What he did is he started a year before the race and was just meeting everybody all over the state, little get-togethers. All sorts of media, too.
That works,
It very much works. You get to know the guy, so when you see the attack, you're like, well, that doesn't hold up.
When I see incumbents get beat, which happens, you know, big incumbents get beat, like, let's see, we had Cliff Stearns down in Florida. Who do we have in... on the East Coast, it's going to come to me. It wasn't Paul Ryan. It was
Eric Cantor.
There you go. Eric Cantor, when he gets beat. You know what I think of? I think the person who beat him, I know it without looking, although it can always 100% be confirmed. The other person outworked him.
Yes.
You can outspend some of these incumbents, but sure enough, you can outwork them. And that's how you win. People say incumbents are untouchable. We need term limits. Nope. You just need the guy who will, or woman, willing to hustle. Because if you are willing to be everywhere and talk to everyone, you will win. You can every day of the week outwork the money. And that's what Tuberville did.
So you don't see any path for Doug Jones?
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. I just, you know, first off, math. Sure. Numbers, looking at the numbers. But also, there's not a Doug Jones enthusiasm. There's not a Biden enthusiasm in Alabama that's going to turn people out. You know, one of the things that was credited with Doug Jones is, you know, black women. I'm not seeing a lot of black women energy for Biden or for Jones for that matter. And so I think that this is, again, Tommy's race. And I am really excited as a pundit, as a former Hill staffer, as an, you know, just a voter here to see what he turns himself into. Because make no mistake, he's going to have to grow and evolve.
Sure.
From, you know, he evolved from a coach to the candidate. And he still evolved, even from kind of watching from the primary to the general. But I think we're going to really see him, how he takes both of those experiences and becomes a U.S. senator who people want to listen to.
Well, and not enough folks know, some do, and this was brought up during the runoff, and you know this because you've worked there, that on top of Congress and the constitutional duties, there's the whole committee system, and the way these things work is this whole Byzantine bureaucracy the legislature has made unto itself. All these rules that are traditional and have been built up over the years. So when you get there as a freshman, even if you are a senator,
the learning curve is steep.
Oh, yeah. And you've got to learn the ropes and also pay your dues, literally and figuratively.
Well, one of my favorite kind of things to talk about is, so I work for Congressman Paul Gosar. I still work on his campaign to this day. He is a Tea Party Republican, was elected to Congress, had never run for anything. A dentist for 25 years in Arizona. He was active in the Dental Association. If you are a person listening to this and your field has an association, get involved in it. Because they will, on the state and federal level, which is how Gosar got to Congress, they will say, this law is hurting my industry. And so that's what he did. He went and lobbied for the dental industry as a dentist, not as an actual lobbyist, but as a dentist. And then he was elected. And Gosar got there. And what I loved working with him and love working with him still is that he didn't play by the rules. Gosar has gotten a ton accomplished. He's the most effective member of the U.S. Congress that you have never heard of. And how he does it is amendments to bills. He is the master of the amendment process. And so, he's filed bills. Yes, he's had bills passed. But really what he does is he decides he needs to make changes to things, and he has mastered that amendment process, and his staff has mastered figuring out who to, you know, work with on those things. And he has gotten a lot accomplished on the conservative side just with these little tweaks here and there. And that's the kind of nuance that Tuberville and the people who go into office with him are going to have. Because you have to keep in mind, a lot of times in a state like Alabama, we're going to have to take a break here. I'm going to hold my thought for when we get back about what helps, what can help a new member. And I'm going to talk about that on the flip side. You've got April Marie here. Stay tuned.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello and good afternoon. You have April Marie Fogle here with Joey Clark filling in for Dan Morris today, tomorrow, and the rest of the month.
Well, and folks, don't forget.
Yes.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, they have specials today. Well, number one, just go by there and ask Reed Ingram, Karen Ingram, about the Honeycrisp apples. Reed actually took a trip up to North Carolina. They're fresh, no herbicide, no wax. These are all organic, completely fresh Honeycrisp apples. Incredibly delicious, but there's a very special deal.
I love apples.
On Lady Cream
Peas. The peas.
Yes, the Lady Cream Peas. They're doing $19 for half a bushel. That's 5 pounds of peas, folks. Mm. And it is really, really good eating. Grown here locally. So go and ask about that. But don't forget about the great sandwiches, the barbecue over there at Sweet Creek. They have so much going on. And you can call them at 280-FARM. That's 280-3276. And don't forget.
In Birmingham has issued a flash flood warning for Pike County in southeastern Alabama until 7:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 1:23 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated moderate to heavy rainfall from Tropical Storm Sally was continuing to spread across the area. Rainfall of 3 to 4 inches has already fallen in some areas, and another 3 to 4 inches of rain is possible during the next few hours. Hazard, flash flooding caused by heavy rain. Source, Doppler radar. Impact, flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets and underpasses, as well as other drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Troy, Brundage, Goshen, Banks, Troy University, Antioch, Troy Municipal Airport, Linwood, Antley, Kent, Mossy Grove, Kabul Airport, Monticello, Orion, Sandfield, Tarentum, Henderson, Hamilton Crossroads, and China Grove.
Airbnb it out when you ain't, you know, you don't have to come in as much. And maybe the, I don't know, I just figured you for a homeschooler. I figured a babysitter homeschooled your kid. I'm very surprised that you dropped them off somewhere.
Just
blew me out of the water.
Mike, I'll be honest. Well, we are, so I've got three kids. I've got a about to be 2 year old, a 4 year old, and a 7 year old. And so the 4 year old and 7 year old, he's in 4K and she's in second grade. So they actually have, like, you know, day to day school. I laugh really hard. My daughter was laughing at me this morning because I was dragging a little bit, but they, you know, they only get a certain amount of tardies, right? You're like, you're only allowed 3 tardies a semester. And so I'm like, in the car. We did that virtual school in March when they shut everything down. And it was not for the faint of heart. I mean, I always respected mamas who homeschooled, my aunt homeschooled my three cousins, and actually my current babysitter and her sister before her both homeschooled. But I did not know the struggle until I tried to homeschool my kids, and it was tough. It just wasn't happening.
Yeah, I would expect you to do it by yourself. I mean, you got a lot on your plate, girlfriend.
I was telling Joey that. I said, Joey, I got a full-time job. You know, I do. And so it's been really fun balancing this. But you guys, I have to tell you, and I cannot stress it enough, I am loving being on this show. I do. I just enjoy it so much. So it's worth the drive.
I wish I had enough money to support you because I'd come take you home. You know what I mean? I'd pay for the kid to stay at the house, homeschool. But other than that, do you think there's any way, since you talked about the black female vote not really, you know what I mean, not showing up for
Biden,
not Thomas, but the other cat? Yeah. Do you think, though, when it gets right here at vote a week or two before, that they show, because it'd be easy to show this, that Tommy Tuberville kicked a bunch of black kids, you know, suspended them, because everywhere he's coached, you know, black people take, I mean, they sport, they load it up. I mean, ain't nobody going to die how good they are. So he's had to spend a lot of kids over his years. If they make the news show where he spended all these black kids over the time and only but a few handful of whites, do you think that would in the end change the black female vote and get them out on George Jones, whatever?
Not enough. I don't think so. I think, and that's an interesting point. We are at a very heightened time in racial relations, so much so that for some elections around the country, I think it really will be the deal breaker, the maker or breaker of elections. But I think, and again, this ad showed that, I think that so many of Tuberville's former players think and speak so highly of him.
Right.
And one of my favorite things has been the ones who are just kind of annoyed or surprised that he is running as a Republican because he never talked about politics. Well, you know, he in the locker room, it's not the place to talk about politics. And so I think some of the worst things people have said about him is they never heard him talk politics. Well, if that's the best you got by now, you're not coming up with much.
And Randall, I think a lot of the gripes you might hear on, like, say, sports talk radio or in the sports arena, you know, like, the decisions coaches make all the time. I mean, it is a very, very competitive world. You do leave schools for other jobs. I mean, this is how those gigs work in college football. So I don't think those translate very well into political attacks. And given what April Marie just said, with how many students, former student-athletes love him.
They do love him.
It probably is not going to make too much of a difference and move the needle too far.
Good to hear. I hope that you get that board running down like to a pat and that you sit beside Dan Morris every day and enjoy it. Ain't no telling what Joy allowed him to do on his show then. If he gets these 3 hours where he can just go home and study and, man, it really
Joey's not going to know what to do with himself. I'm going to do that board. I'm going to work on that board a little later today. That's going to happen one of these times. So I'm going to need y'all to call in so I can practice not hanging up on people. And if you do call in, Joey's going to give you that number. Here we go.
272-9228.
And I do hang up on you. You can call me back, laugh at me, and remind me to put you in the Sweet Creek drawing.
There you go.
Oh, Dan don't do that. He does not remind nobody. So either you want it or you don't want it bad enough to remember. And I wouldn't remember. Put me in that Sweet Creek drawing, baby. I ain't been in that snow going in so long. I hope I get to take you out, because you definitely going to be going with me. There y'all. We'll see you.
Appreciate it, Randall.
Randall, what, do you know
Randall,
his day?
What's your month and day of birth?
We need your month and day of birth.
Oh, 5/18.
Just in case some other random Randall calls up. We don't want him taking your prize. All right, thanks, Randall. For everybody just tuning in, you've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris, today and the rest of the month. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter and Parler at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. It's that one of those pesky weird double first names. And you are listening to News Talk 93.1 FM. We will be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally threatens to dump prolific rainfall amounts on the state of Alabama today. Flash flood watch in effect here today. Steady rain, heavy at times. Excessive rainfall totals possible when all is said and done. We could see, 6 to 10 inches, not out of the question. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. Windy today with winds in the 25 to 30 mile per hour range, gusting to near tropical storm force, which would be 40 miles per hour. High today 76, low tonight 71, upper 70s tomorrow. The rain threat rapidly tapers off on Friday. Nice weekend, highs in the 70s. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, and there's going to be a ton of them today. Get it on your phone or tablet now. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone, you have April Marie Fogle here. I do not have the COVID. And Joey Clark, keeping me company and keeping me out of trouble. You know, we are at a weird time right now. I still wake up. So not only do we have a hurricane sitting over us, dumping buckets of rain, we got the West on fire out there. If we could just take a little bit of this rain and throw it over there, we'd be good. What is interesting to me is the absolute denial of liberal environmentalists of what is causing this these forest fires to burn the way they are. Trump has addressed it several times, several times when he was out west last week or earlier this week, and then he addressed it again. We're going to play a clip of that.
I'm a big believer in forest management. If you notice the gentleman at the table, the professor, he's a big believer in what I said. He came up to me and said, sir, you happen to be right. When you let the floors of the forest build up with leaves and build up with broken timber that's dry as a bone, you're causing forest fires. That's the problem. You're causing forest fires. So I believe in a lot of things, but I definitely believe in forest management. Plus, you have to have some breaks. If you don't have breaks in between, so that when you do have areas, you're not going to lose 250,000 acres every time of beautiful forest. So, and I think, frankly, the governor, I get along with him very well. I think the governor agrees with me.
Okay, first off, that was terrible audio, but he was hanging out in the driveway during that.
Well, it's the chopper talk.
He
does it on purpose.
Listen to me and my helicopter. Have you? I literally was just about to ask you, have you ever been to a liftoff? But you clearly have not. I actually got to go to two. So my fun sitting on the White House. You know, they bring in what is called Schedule C political appointees to the White House for the Marine helicopter takeoff and landing. So the people in the background, those are actually just usually 20 to 40-year-old political appointees throughout the administration. So I got to do some. My mother didn't think anything I got to do as a political, someone involved in politics was cool, right? She didn't. There's
your mom sounds wise.
Nobody I meet is cool. Except, so I sent her this picture of me, taking pictures on my phone. Back then it was a BlackBerry. With my BlackBerry out on the lawn of the White House. And my mom just, I'm like, hey, the president's leaving. And she's like, yeah. She's, wait, is that Condi? Couldn't care less about Bush, the fact that I was standing feet from the president of the United States. But Condoleezza Rice happened to be going with him on this trip. And she thought that was the coolest thing. And to this day, it was like her proud moment. Like, forget that I have met presidents. Forget I have a photo with Donald Trump. None of that matters. The fact that I stood on the White House lawn with Condoleezza Rice made her day. Bizarre.
Your mother, again, sounds like a very wise woman.
What it is. Okay, so before I got onto my mother tangents, you guys are going to just have to bear with me. Y'all are going to know my life story by the end of this month, and I'm okay with that. That's just the kind of person I am. So what Trump is talking about is poor forest management. Even the governor of California is pinning the fires on climate change. He tweeted out a picture of him standing in front of the burned down forest going, climate change is real. And to which a doctor responded, terrible forest management is real. A lot of people don't recognize how much of the West, and I'm talking just property, land by land, how many acres and acres and acres the federal government owns. It is a ton. And when we talk about BLM, you make jokes about the Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah, right.
But they have their hands tied by congressional regulations on forest management. And, you know, if there's a bird here or animal there or whatever, the enviros go nuts and say you can't do prescribed burns anymore. What we know to work, and I say we being anybody with a brain, okay, I'm not a forest management expert, but I am familiar with it. The fire that took the lives of a number of firefighters in Yarnell, Arizona, was actually in Congressman Gosar's district. So, and he has dealt with his fair share of fires there, and he's been a big supporter of the kind of fire management we know works. I find it frustrating that we know the solution to these fires. You burn an area, you let an area grow. You burn an area, let an area grow. If the area, something catches on fire, but the area around it has already been burned, the fire stops. You don't have to be a scientist to understand this. You don't have to be a fire expert to understand this. Yes, fires can jump. I saw that happen in Florida. They can actually, like, jump the interstate and go over.
Right.
But if you do a prescribed burn in a good way, this is not going to happen. And so the irony of Democrats now blaming this on climate change, I hope that all the listeners understand that the fires out west are not climate change. They're bad forest management. They're bad reactions to what the liberals have stopped for years, the prescribed fires that need to be happening.
Well, and if you did everything, say, the California Democrats wanted to do on climate change, or let's say Nancy Pelosi and AOC wanted to do, you could implement the Green New Deal tomorrow, it wouldn't have stopped these fires unless you did proper forest management.
Correct. So that is to say the Democrats' favorite talking point, one of their favorite talking points that never seems to go away, is about the environment and climate change, and it transitions right into their energy plans. And I don't know why we can't, as a nation, again, this is one of those things where we should be able to talk energy plans. We should be able to talk actual solutions that are going to improve the our air quality, improve lower the prices of energy, go to more renewable, all that stuff. We should be able to have an intelligent conversation about that stuff without the craziness that people like AOC and now Biden are suggesting. So here we are. And I'm on Fox Business News, and let me read the headline to you. Biden's energy plan could wipe out 5 million blue-collar jobs. That is based on an assessment they did talking about just his energy promises to date. In Pittsburgh, in front of union workers last month, Biden says, "I'm not banning fracking." Let me say that again. I'm not banning fracking, no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me. Then you have what Biden said earlier this year, where he said, "I am talking about staff." Sanders was saying, "I'm talking about stopping fracking," to which Biden replied, "So am I." I'm looking around the room. This is a conversation Biden against Biden. So let's assume he does stop fracking. Let's assume he does put into place some of these California-style, we must go to renewables. This has not worked for anyone. I mean, look at the rolling brownouts and blackouts of California. Mandating renewables is, generally speaking, a bad idea. We had a conversation here with you listeners, if y'all remember, on the PSC's decision here in Alabama on residential solar fees. Residential solar is great if you can afford it without everybody else subsidizing it. Residential solar is great for making you feel good about yourself. But where you really get big gains in solar are the big fields, are the big, big solar arrays. And we have some of those around Alabama. Sure. But mandating green policy has never been fiscally prudent, will never be good for jobs. The jobs just aren't there. The jobs are temporary. I've seen in Arizona where, and even in Louisiana, actually, I went and did a project in Louisiana a couple years ago, where the when you get these mandates and the you get a lot of bad actors. Now, you get bad actors in every industry. We talked about that, from law enforcement to teachers to everything. You get bad actors. But for some reason, the actors in the residential solar market are very predatory. They go selling a bill of goods. You're going to save a lot of money, and you're saving the environment to seniors. Or poor people who want to save money, and then they're stuck with these weird solar deals that they just can't get out of. I have yet to see a really good green energy deal that is good for the consumers, that is good for the market, that makes sense. And it's disappointing. So I was surprised to see, because that's a really big number, 5 million blue-collar jobs between all of the different promises Biden has made. About that we could lose related to his promises.
Now, there's one book I've brought up on air before, and I'll probably continue, and I don't know if you know it or not, April Marie. It's called The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels. It's by a gentleman named Alex Epstein.
I have not heard of this.
And it's very good because it sort of reframes the debate. Number one, it brings up, hey, you continue to damn, you know, fossil fuel companies, people like Bernie and Biden, but consider the modern world has been brought about by this form of energy. So if you can innovate a new form of energy that's just as cheap, dense, and able to provide the energy that we human beings need in a modern life, all for it. And so is Alex Epstein, the guy who wrote this book. But this idea that you can kind of have this big theory and government will solve the problem, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work at all. And I like that how he reframes the debate of it's not just energy and the bottom line and money. It is about what is the quality of life for human beings now that we have this technology we call fossil fuels, and what has it done to human society because we have it. And for instance, there might be more natural disasters, like we're in the middle of a hurricane pouring down on us. But ever since we've really taken on fossil fuels, less people die from natural disasters. And places that are destroyed, disrupted because of natural disasters are rebuilt quicker. Right. I mean, there's all these trade-offs.
Well,
very complicated.
And you mentioned the quality of life. When you lose, when you're talking about losing millions of jobs, when you're and you're talking about energy prices increasing, when you're talking about all of the effects of a lot of these Green New Deals, I laugh. I mean, I still to this day can open up the AOC document and find absurd things that I didn't see the last time I looked at it. You know, it's like 20 or 30 minutes if you need comedy hour, just open up the AOC Green New Deal package and see some of the things they're suggesting. And it's just comical. I mean, it's nothing short of entertaining. I think, again, it's one of those issues where if we were to have an honest discussion and a real debate, you don't force your, I don't like forcing anybody's beliefs on anybody, but you don't force your energy policy. I live in Birmingham. There are a lot of liberals there who drive, you know, different cars, right?
Sure.
And so the plug-in cars, let it be a choice. Those who can afford it and want to do it, do it. The rest of us shouldn't subsidize it. It shouldn't be made mandatory. It just, we will need to protect our environment, but we can't do so by these sweeping broad plans that the Democrats are proposing.
Well, and you make it easier for the average person in the sense that they don't need to understand some big theory. They don't need to understand some complicated technology. All they need to understand is how much does it cost and how does it make my life better?
There you
go.
And
they'll make that choice.
That's most products.
Huh?
Yeah. All right. We're going to go to a break. I'm a minute early, but I'm going to go to it anyway. And when we get back, I am a big West Wing fan.
Sure.
So we are going to play a small clip from Josh's Alternative Energy Summit, because I think it just about sums up very well some of the issues that we still look at today. This is from 2012, but still the discussion we have. You've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris. Be right back.
Know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. You have April Marie Fogle here, and Joey keeping me company and keeping me out of trouble. We are going to play, because I am thoroughly entertained by it, this clip. If you aren't a West Wing fan, let me set it up for you. One of the staffers, Josh Lyman, has gone car shopping, and in his car shopping, he decides he's going to take a big SUV, and he rolls over a high, you know, energy car.
Like a Prius.
A Prius. He runs over a Prius. And so CJ Craig makes him sit down with the different and hosts this alternative energy summit. And it's very entertaining, so I'm going to play that for you.
Thank you all for coming, particularly on such short notice.
I've been waiting to have this meeting for 7 years.
Then let's get right to making up for lost time. If we could go around the table.
Terry Anders, the solar cell project.
Riley Sheets, Ethanol Works.
Wind Now, Corinne McKenna.
Paul Tominski, Hydrogen Caucus. And I've been waiting a while for this.
You guys sound like my mother. When I call, all she does is complain how I never call. I'll try to keep everybody straight. I should have made little symbols, a picture of the sun, ear of corn, cloud blown out its cheeks, and for hydrogen...
The Hindenburg?
Hydrogen didn't cause the Hindenburg fire. It was the aluminum powder coating.
Really?
The stuff's used as rocket fuel.
But hydrogen is extremely flammable.
So is gasoline.
Okay.
Did she say flammable? She meant combustible.
Guys.
Hydrogen burns with a colorless flame. The Hindenburg burned red.
Where's your humanity?
Okay, then.
Solar energy is very simply the answer. It's clean, it's accessible, and we're not running out of it anytime soon.
And when we do, we'll be having bigger problems.
We could replace all the fossil fuels we're burning today simply by covering 220,000 square kilometers with solar cells.
Isn't that a lot?
Piece of land, 300 miles on each side.
Yeah, see, that's kind of a lot.
This will give you an idea of what we're talking about.
That's huge.
Drive it. It's 300 days of sunshine and nothing there.
That covers Las Vegas.
Appropriately, the most wasteful energy abuser on the planet.
Your cells will look attractive covering the Grand Canyon.
You adjust this, obviously. Finding square footage in the desert west will not be the problem.
Well.
Manufacturing that many solar cells.
We'd have to pick up the pace some.
Yeah, you might say, since all the solar cells ever made up to this point would barely cover 10 square kilometers.
So, just 219,990 to go.
And so, it burns clean, and most important,
ethanol
is made right here in the U.S. of A.
And it's already subsidized up the yin-yang by the U.S. of A. government. How much more funding do you people want?
Hang on. Some claim it's not all that clean.
The EPA is certified it reduces carbon dioxide and hydrocarbon tailpipe emissions by up to 30%.
And releases more nitrogen oxide and makes the entire fuel mixture evaporate easier than pure gasoline, causing more smog.
It's climate dependent. Helps in cold weather, hurts in hot.
It consumes more fossil fuels to make than it replaces.
We dispute that.
It only replaces 10% of gasoline. So at best, it's a stopgap.
It's practical now. Not pie in the sky like some people's solutions.
Let's be honest. All of us sitting here know exactly what the biggest thing is that ethanol has in its favor.
The Iowa caucuses.
Oh,
So what are the obstacles to using hydrogen as a replacement fuel?
Distribution. To transport and then dispense it, you'd have to liquefy it.
Is that an issue?
You just need to freeze it and then open it.
At enormous pressure. I don't understand. What's the problem?
When you do that, it can...
have the tendency to explode.
Like the Hindenburg.
Wind turbines in California produce enough kilowatt hours of electricity to light San Francisco, saving the state the equivalent of well over 10 million barrels of oil.
Wind provides 1.27% of California's electricity.
From 13,000 turbines.
So in order to get all of its energy from wind, California would have to build...
only 1 million more. And, oh, by the way, they're an eyesore and no one wants them.
What happens when the wind doesn't blow?
Gee, I don't know what happens when the sun isn't shining.
This really isn't helpful.
Wind is clean.
We're going to cut it there. Okay, I know that was a long clip. I love it, though. It's really, truly, for all of those arguing for green energy, and that green energy is the solution to everything, the actual, like, real-life problems.
Right.
With implementing an entire nation of green energy solutions, it's not there.
Well, and a one-size-fits-all plan out of Washington, D.C., I don't think really solves the problem. As much as that was a TV show, it's pretty close to the reality we live in.
It's hysterical. And so there was maybe another minute or two on that clip, and that was fast-forwarded a little bit in terms of they cut it up so you could hear the different alternatives. But basically how it ends is no one of those things is going to work. And there's a hard time putting together a perspective or package that works nationally. And so I love the liberal dream to make this happen, but it's just unrealistic. And I say that not because I'm a let's kill the environment conservative, but because I'm a realist and the system isn't there. The infrastructure, it's like every election we hear we're going to do better. We're going to go, we're going to make this green deal. And do you remember Solyndra?
Yes.
It's like the more money and time the feds get involved, the worse off it is. And it feels like green energy is one of those places where as technology in the world evolves, it hasn't evolved with it. There are more cars on the road, but we still haven't found a way to make residential solar worthwhile. We still, wind in the states that it's being used still isn't the big, the best option. So I started this talking about Biden's energy plan. And again, what we're talking about, the article I mentioned, and I'll put it on my Twitter, is by Stephen Moore. It's just not functionally doable. It costs too much money. It costs too many jobs. And the liberals have promised it for decades. It's going to get better. It's going to get cheaper. It's going to get easier. Watch California. Do we want the nation to go the way of California? Not so much. Just we don't. I'm somehow playing music on my computer. So that's my thought on that. Like I said, I'm going to keep that. Started the segment talking about forest management. Liberals. And I use that word as a pejorative a lot. Mm-hmm. I figured that out the more I'm on radio, the more I use that. When I say liberals, I don't mean all Democrats. I feel like there are intelligent Democrats out there. I mean the rabid ones. The rabid ones who are going, we can't do prescribed fires. We can't do good forest management because we're going to hurt wildlife.
We can't redirect water because of certain fish species.
Yeah, we have to do better as a country, as a nation, because people are losing not just their homes, their lives. The stories out of the West right now. And to see the governor of California go, oh, this is climate change. I think that as if he doesn't have any hand in this. The liberals who are going screaming climate change, as if the legislature, as if Congress hasn't tied the hands of people who know how to manage these forests, know how to prevent these fires. It's a very incredibly frustrating and self-serving situation for them. I would really wish one of them would stand up and say, okay, we were wrong. I know that doesn't happen much in politics, but I feel like now that we are losing homes, losing lives, we are watching these fires go on unabated for day after day, week after week, I think it's time to say what we've been doing isn't working. All right, everybody, that's my rant on the environment and on forest management. I do take it personally. Again, I was there working for the member of Congress when the Yarnell firefighters lost their lives due to bad forest management. And it still makes me angry. It still makes my heart hurt. You are listening to April Marie Fogel with a little bit of Joey Clark here, filling in for Dan Morris. You can find my writing on Alabama Today. That's altoday.com. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler at April Marie, APRYL. And you are listening to News Talk 93.1. We're going to go to a commercial. And when we come back, we're going to talk more state, local, and federal politics.